The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Things aren't panning out for the Greens in the European elections compared to their coalition counterparts. Deputy leader Catherine Martin hit out at Fianna Fáil and at Fine Gael for attacking the Greens during the campaign and stressing the importance of climate action. Joining me now is Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
I mean, in Europe, the Greens have not done well, so there is a sort of an anti-Green mood abroad. But I suppose we can look to local issues here to explain why they have not done well.
I mean, yes, but I think what's happening here is kind of part of a Europe-wide trend, which is, you know, featuring a sort of a backlash against the green agenda, because, you know, after all, what climate action asks us to do is to, you know, make changes and take steps that, you know, in some cases may be expensive or inconvenient. It asks us to change the way we live in order to, I suppose, at the most basic level, emit less carbon or be responsible for the fewer carbon emissions. And that is, we see all over Europe, that is, you know, not popular with lots of people, particularly in rural parts.
Well, it's interesting as well when you look at what the EU has announced about sanctions on Chinese EVs. They're going to have sanctions or taxes of up to 40% on some EVs coming in, which will jack up the price. So even in terms, they may think the Chinese are doing things that are unfair and subsidizing their battery makers, but in the greater cause of getting more people into EVs, it just seems to be the wrong thing to be doing for the climate.
But it is maybe the wrong thing to be doing for the climate, but maybe it's the right thing to be doing for European car makers who are struggling to adapt to the move to EVs, you know. So, I mean, I think what we've seen over recent months, and it's been pretty well advertised, is a stepping back from the EU's Green Deal, from a stepping back towards that, from that, I suppose, forward momentum towards decarbonisation. One of the interesting things, I think, to watch over the coming weeks and months in the construction of the new European Commission and the agenda that its leadership, assuming that is Ursula von der Leyen again, sets out, is how much of a priority green issues will be given. I think, you know, I think the question is whether we are sort of seeing, you know, a temporary step back because of the elections, or whether it's a more profound and strategic move.
Now, talk to me about the friction there might be between the Greens and their coalition partners, and the criticisms of various people, including Regina Doherty, and what the basis for these criticisms are.
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, a number of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil candidates were critical of the Green Party and critical of the way that the Green message was being translated into government policy over the course of the general election campaign. And not surprisingly, that raised a number of hackles in the Green Party. And I think last Saturday, Pat, you know, when the results were beginning to emerge, what we were saying was, you know, this looks actually okay for the Greens. They're going to lose seats, but it's not as bad as people might have feared. It's not a complete massacre. A few days later, you know, I think we can say that, you know, it is not a complete massacre, but it's probably worse for the Greens than we thought it might be on Saturday. They've lost one of the European Parliament seats. They're almost certain to lose the second one in Ireland South. That looks probably inevitable to me. I think Grace O'Sullivan has only a very slim chance of retaining that seat. And they've lost more than half of their local authority seats. So, and I think the loss of the MEP seats is kind of totemic, and it means that that is the prism through which they're looking at and analysing the loss of the local authority seats. So the Greens have taken a bit of a mauling. So perhaps it's not surprising that they are feeling a little bit sore and a little bit resentful of the attacks that their coalition partners took out on them in the course of the campaign.
But of course, all of these candidates for seats in Europe are not kind of representing the government, whether they're Green, Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. It's every man or woman for themselves in that kind of battle.
Yeah, I mean, Pat Rabbit once said in a different context, isn't that the kind of thing you do in an election campaign? And to my mind, actually looking in from the outside, and I know this may not be the way people in the Green Party feel about it, but I thought the intra-coalition tensions between the three parties that make up the coalition government were actually, they were probably less intense than I had expected over the course of the election campaign. And we do see transfers between the three parties, particularly between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So I think, although it was a bit of scratchiness, I think the campaign was a bit more harmonious than probably I expected it to be. Whether that holds now in a general election campaign where the temperature is a good bit higher is another matter. I mean, I suppose the broader point, Pat, is that we are reaching the end of this government, whether it comes in July or October or November or next February, March. We're in the final stage of that. And you often would expect tensions between the partners as an election approaches.
Yeah. Now, when you look at the transfers between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, does it tell us something about how the two parties are almost being pushed together, or will they soldier on, even though their policies might be reasonably seen to be identical, on the basis that, like Lever Brothers, if they put four different brands of soap powder, which do exactly the same job, on the shelf, they'll get more sales than they would if they had only one brand on the shelf?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that about it, all right. I mean, to be honest, for a long time now, even before, the two parties were shrunk down to the electoral size that they are now, there was very little policy difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So I think we can say that it isn't policy differences that have been keeping them apart, much as they might like to pretend it is. Instead, what's keeping them apart has been kind of history, culture, identity, and those things are important. And they're particularly important to the people within those parties. So I just think this idea of a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael merger is, just something that's not likely to come on the agenda in the foreseeable future. But maybe more importantly, Pat, I think they now constitute essentially the same political force. They have gotten on in government. There's lots of scrapping in the background.
But that makes them a very big political force. I mean, although years ago they might have had far more if they combined, but the two of them together, you're looking at, heading for the 50% of the electorate.
Well, certainly if you add the Greens, they're heading for 50% in terms of, the components of this government. Yes, you're right. They are, if we regard them as the one political force, and don't forget that lots of their opponents certainly do so. And you'll see in kind of online commentary, if that's not too elevated a description of it, you see them kind of calling the two parties FFG. And if we take them at their word, and I actually think that is reasonable, it's a reasonable description of them, then they are by some distance the largest political force in the country.
So the middle ground persists. On that note, Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.